So on Monday, groups across New York State rallied at the state capitol in a last-ditch effort to try to pass single-payer health care, the New York Health Program. We caught up with Charlie Bowman, environmental advocate from out in Buffalo. Charlie, what made you come to Albany today?
It's the horrific crime of how we do health care in the United States and in New York State. We limit access to health care. We limit the access of poor people to health care. Their only access is the emergency room, and that's a crazy way of fixing long-term chronic problems when you see a different doctor every time you go to an emergency room. And it's also very expensive, so on everybody else who has to pay for that. So, I mean, we need a healthcare system where everybody has access to healthcare, regardless of their financial condition. And, with Obamacare, there's still tens of millions of people who are still uninsured because they don't have the means to pay for the Obama health care. So we need a fully funded, government-paid, taxpayer-paid health care system in New York State and in this country.
Now, people were hopeful because in the state Senate, which is now controlled by the Democrats, actually a majority of the senators now sponsored a single-payer bill, but still, for some reason, could not convince the majority leader, Andrew Stewart Cousins, to bring the bill up for a vote. What is needed to get the Democrats to, finally use their power to enact single-payer in New York?
The only way to do that is to elect Democrats who are willing to make that vote. There's too many Democrats beholden to Wall Street firms, health insurance firms, who have billions of dollars. And I heard a statistic that in Congress there's three or four healthcare lobbyists for each member of Congress. I mean, clearly, they spend enormous amounts of funds, healthcare funds, to lobby legislatures and to donate to their election campaign, and that affects votes. And like we got rid of the IDC, I think that was a wonderful effort to get rid of those Democrats who ran as Democrats and then, they said they were Republicans. So we have to get rid of the Democrats who still claim they're Democrats, during election phase. And then, they don't vote for Democratic ideals such as single-payer health care plans.
My name is Cheryl Schneider. I am from the Hudson Valley. I live in Ulster County, just outside of Kingston, New York. And I'm here today because this is an issue that's fundamental for all of us as human beings. We have a right to health care. Apparently, our government doesn't always think so, and we have to advocate for that. On a personal basis, I have lots of friends and family who have had many struggles in the healthcare system. And I'm now in my 60s, and I look at my future, and I hope I can be independent for many years to come. But I know at some point, if I'm lucky enough to live long enough, I'm going to need assisted living of some sort. I'm going to need health care as well. And that's why I'm here. I'm here with the caring majority, and we advocate for fair pay for health care. For the health care workers, we advocate for people, because almost all of us have families who have people who need home health care.
And if you happen to bump into Senate Majority Leader Andrew Stewart Cousins, what would you tell her to allow this bill to come up for a vote?
Get it to the floor and advocate for it. Start putting people first for real. You have our backing. You have our backing. You have the majority. Stop looking inside of the Albany Circle. The people of New York want this.
My name's Earl Kimmick. I'm with Grassroots Action New York, a chapter of NYPAN on the Upper West Side in Harlem in New York City. And I'm here with a bunch of us that came up, drove up today, and some of us came in a bus, and we're here basically to pressure our legislators, in particular the Senate Majority Leader Andrea Stewart Cousins and Assembly Speaker Carl Heastie, to go ahead and allow the New York Health Act to come to a vote.
Why do we need the New York Health Act?
Because we have millions of people that are uninsured and millions of more that are underinsured, and that whose health care coverage is not sufficient to cover the needs of New Yorkers.
Have you had, any personal problems with the health care system?
We pay out of pocket. So my wife has very good insurance that covers our family right now. But that very good insurance, it still ends up being about $8,000 to $10,000 out of pocket for our family. My kids are going to age out of that coverage soon, and then they'll be left without insurance unless their employer provides them with insurance. Then if they lose their job, then they won't have any insurance. So I'm concerned for the future of my children and for all the co-pays and the costs that we suffer all the time. And not to mention our neighbors, our other family and friends scattered over New York State whose insurance is not covering the needs that they have.
Thank you, Earl.
Hi, my name is Sandy Prisblack. I'm here representing the Erie County Green Party and the New York Green Party. We're here today to march on the Capitol to bring attention to the fact that New York Health has not even been brought up for a vote this session, despite by Assembly and Senate having more co-sponsors than ever on these bills. And we're here to let it be known that it's just wrong. We need single-payer health care now.
Why do you support single-payer?
I support because health care is a human right, and everybody should have access to free, affordable health care without having to worry about going bankrupt to pay for it.
Thank you, Sandy.
My name is the Reverend Joe Paparone, and I am a coordinator with the New York State Poor People's Campaign.
My name is
Third Reconstruction Resolution. Right now, at 50 other actions in over 30 states, our comrades in the Poor People's Campaign are doing the exact same thing. And we are calling on every representative to support this resolution. You stop in, nobody out is more than a slogan. One of the guiding values of the movement for universal health care, and it is a guiding value for the policy platform that this resolution is drawn from. New Reconstruction, one guided by that principle of everybody in, nobody out. For health care, yes, but also for education, for wages, for decent housing, for an end to police and military violence and mass incarceration, for just treatment of immigrants and indigenous nations, and for the defense of our environment. We need a new reconstruction because 140 million poor and low-income people in this country, 8.6 million in New York State, are dying for it. We need to unite the poor and dispossessed of this state and this country into a multiracial fusion movement to reconstruct society from the bottom up.
Mr. Joseph Seals.
Joseph Teal, I come from the original Wappingers Indian Territory. The colonial name is called Peekskill, New York. Okay? Hello? I would like to welcome everyone here and around the nation taking part in rallies across the country for the Third Reconstruction. This is a troubling issue for the nation in general, but for the state of New York in particular. We need a Third Reconstruction to help the poor who have missed out on the gains in the last 40 or 50 years.
So we catch up with Assemblymember Richard Godfrey, the main sponsor of single-payer health care. Assemblymember, how's the bill looking?
Well, it's a very uphill fight. We're hoping maybe there will be a big breakthrough in the next couple of days, but at the very least, we're building the movement to keep building it during the summer and fall. You know, we've been at this a long time. We've got more support than ever before. We've just got to keep pushing to get it across the finish line.
And you have any hopes for movement at the federal level?
No. Progressive legislation in this country historically begins at the state level. More often than not in New York. If you look back, in the 20s and 30s, labor laws, wage hour protection, child labor laws. New York was the first state to abolish slavery in 1797. We were the first state in the 1780s to establish free public education. So New York has a record of being a leader on issues, and the New York Health Act should be one of them.
The healthcare advocates marched from Washington Park down Central Avenue, Washington Avenue, stopped at Congressman Tonko's office to urge federal action on healthcare, and then held a die-in in front of the state capitol, which is still locked down due to COVID. Though despite blocking the road for over an hour, the police declined to make arrests. And this has been Mark Dunley for the Hudson Mohawk Radio Network.